I'm from High Point, North Carolina, which is the furniture capital of the world. So both of my parents were furniture factory workers. So my father was illiterate. My mother had limited education. So classical music was new to me. My organist at my church gave me free piano lessons, and I was a boy soprano, and she would go every Christmas to New York City and to St. Thomas and write down all the boys' descants and then bring them back home to me. And so I thought, you know, that my chosen career would be that of a minister of music. So Eastman was introduced to me. I won a competition called the National Association of Teachers of Singing, and one of the judges was from Eastman, the late Marsha Baldwin. She heard me and said, I think you should audition for Eastman. And I thought, you know, I'll never get into Eastman. I did get into Eastman and didn't have the money to come here to visit. So I just landed in Rochester, and it was like, you know, the big city for me. So my classmates back in the 90s called me country come to town. I had plaid shirts on and blue jeans and was just thrilled to be here. Renee Fleming came and gave a master class, and the late Rita Shane, I worked with her briefly here, and she said, you know, you really should go to New York City and pursue this. And I thought, you know, I don't have the money. I helped my family back in North Carolina. So I took their advice. I went to sing for Beverly Johnson, who was a teacher at Juilliard, and I met Mrs. Johnson when she was 87, and she said, you have a hell of a lot of talent and a hell of a lot to learn. So then I went back to school at Juilliard after Eastman for 2 years, and then was accepted into the Metropolitan Opera Young Artist Program. So, you know, and then to come full circle after a 25-year performing career and still performing, to come back to Eastman to teach, I view myself as a different type of minister now. So, you know, I'm still a minister, but in a different type of way.